It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for August 30th of 2024. As I knew would happen, Vice President Kamala Harris did a fine job during her interview with CNN's Dana Bash. And while reviewing the interview with Bash here, it solidified my belief that corporate media figures like Bash are failing in the moment, because all Dana Bash did for the most part was repeat MAGA Republican talking points and make Harris have to respond to them. However, despite Bash's failures, I do believe Harris missed a big opportunity to keep playing offense against Dear Leader Trump and the Republicans on a certain issue. Look, the Harris-Walz campaign has done a great job at staying on message and staying on offense for the most part, keeping Trump and his boy wonder tech bro J.B. Vance on the defense and the corporate press on the defense as well. But there's one area where Harris and frankly and sadly many Democrats remain a bit on the defense, and I don't get why that is, and that area is on the issue of immigration. Harris and the Democrats have done a stellar job at throwing rhetorical and strategic haymakers at Dear Leader Trump when it comes to abortion rights and contraception rights. So much so, Dear Leader said in Michigan this week that he wants government to provide free IVF treatments for those needing it to start a family, which would be a government mandate. And for those of us old enough to remember the Obamacare debate, government mandates are communists. They're bad, according to the MAGA right-wing nutosphere. Of course, MAGA Republicans are steadfastly against such an idea, which is why, if I were Chuck Schumer, I'd call the Senate to order first thing after Labor Day and force a vote on Dear Leader's proposal there. Call their bluff. So Harris and the Democrats are doing a great job on abortion care and on other areas, keeping MAGA on the defense. But when it comes to immigration, Harris and her campaign have decided to adopt a center-right position. Harris told Dana Bash, and she has repeated it on the campaign trail, how she wants to sign the bipartisan immigration deal, which Dear Leader blew up because he was afraid of giving President Biden a victory on the issue. Now, I understand Kamala's reasoning and positioning on the issue. She's running as a prosecutor and is reassuring voters that she'll be tough when it comes to border security, which, yes, we must have. Anyone arguing for no border security or less enforcement isn't being a serious person. At the same time, border crossings at the southern border are dropping and have been for months. Let's not forget that. Now, the part where Harris and Democrats are dropping the ball, though, is they're using MAGA Republican talking points by using tough talk and promising that they'd be tough on the border and stopping criminals from crossing. It's as if they're saying anyone trying to reach America is criminal, and we progressives aren't about that kind of messaging. What Harris and Walz should do, rather, is say they'll pass limits on crossings, beef up security, hire more agents, and hire more judges to hear asylum cases. That would be fine. But they should then turn the issue right back on Dear Leader and the Republicans, who are backing Trump's plan for the deportation of millions of immigrants. Now, the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy issued a study this year showing that undocumented immigrants paid nearly $100 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2022, taxes that help pay for this nation's safety net for the working class, a safety net, though, undocumented immigrants cannot benefit from. In fact, the study revealed undocumented immigrants pay higher tax rates than the top 1% in this country. Also, by deporting millions of immigrants, Dear Leader and MAGA Republicans would cause further catastrophe. You see, immigrants are filling jobs many Americans here right now are not doing. I hear all this talk about inflation. Deporting millions of workers would be an inflationary disaster in this country's consumer economy. And then what Harris should do is talk about how immigrants are helping this country, which is why we should help streamline the asylum process and then provide a smoother pathway to citizenship for those seeking to become Americans. So talk border security, of course, but also talk about how the Trump deportation plan would destroy America's economy and thereby many families across the country. This means Harris and the Democrats could then keep playing offense by pushing for a strong border defense, but also by highlighting the human and economic costs of tearing immigrant families apart through Trump's anti-American mass deportation plan. Make them defend the indefensible and make them defend the stupid. Reach me at leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Subscribe to Left of Lansing, where you listen to your podcast, and give it a 5-star review. Subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube as well. And thanks for all of your help. And remember, take the battle to them.